Hello, I'm Dr. Tony Evans with the Urban Alternative, and I'm coming to you today with a very heavy heart. A heart that's heavy because of the continuing racial divide plaguing our nation, most recently illustrated in the tragedy in Ferguson, Missouri. The tragedy of a life lost, the tragedy of a city in turmoil, and a tragedy in a country that should be the United States, that sometimes appears becoming more the divided states. Now, we don't have all the answers to Ferguson, but God does have the answer to our racial divide. And it is time that we take God seriously and his answer seriously so that we can not only apply it to Ferguson, but we can apply it to any situation that seeks to illegitimately divide us against what God had in mind when he allowed this great nation to be birthed and when he allowed various races to come here and live here and call America home. First and foremost, this means that Christians are going to have to take the lead because this problem is beyond government. It means people of goodwill and of strong faith are going to have to come together across racial and cultural boundaries and realize God's twin standards. On one side, God calls for law and order. On the other side, God calls for justice. And those are not two mutually exclusive concepts. You must have order in order for communities and society to function properly. But you must have justice in order for communities and society to function fairly. And you bring those two together with people who have the right motivation and the right heart. We're going to start with prayer because prayer invokes and invites God into the discussion. And I'm not just talking about a quick prayer, bless this meeting. I'm talking about a pouring out our hearts to our most holy God who is concerned about what happens in our nation and with the lives of its citizens. And that means that the church has to come together and to call on God together, a solemn assembly kind of call, where we reach out to heaven and say, we need you to invade earth. But it also means following that prayer must be function. Following the talk with God must be the walk with God. And therefore, we must begin to communicate with each other, not merely because there is a problem, but actually when there is no problem, so that when there is a problem, we have already been prepared and trained to address it. Address it how? Address it by already having in place mentors for fatherless children who need parental guidance and who need to see this world of options that are open to them that may not be available to them based on where they live or the money they have. It means equity of opportunity so that people can see that if they apply themselves and if they do it with the right moral standards, that the doors of opportunity are open to them. And they need to hear that over and over again so that they do not respond to voices that may be squelching that or maybe giving the impression that that is not available to them. It means educational opportunities so that people can see through learning that there are opportunities that they can take advantage of because their skill base and information base has increased and they don't have to settle for the lowest common denominator. Then there needs to be a moral standard that teaches what's right and what's wrong, coming from God, reinforced by family. And that's why families are so critical to what happens, particularly in urban America, but in America in general. We must strengthen our families if we want to strengthen our society, because the saga of a nation is the saga of its families written large. I believe God has some real answers, and I believe his people can deliver them. But we won't deliver them in a context of violence. We won't deliver them in a context of injustice. And we won't deliver them in a context of lawlessness. But we will deliver them in a context of love. And if we can provide a model as the church of what that love looks like across racial, cultural, and class boundaries, then we will actually give the society something to emulate.